11 minutes past 9. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to Radio Islam International. My name is Habib Babat, and inshallah I'll be keeping you company this morning right up till 10 a.m. Lots to look forward to in this hour. Firstly, we'll be having our weekly book review program with Mawlana Ashraf Dokrat. And this morning we are going back into the memories, and we are going to dig out of the archives to tell you more about it. Inshallah, you'll have Mawlana Ashraf Dokrat in a few seconds. At about 9:30, we cross over to KZN, and we'll be discussing Qurbani with Mufti Zubair Bayat. All Qurbani related masail and all Qurbani related questions, you can forward them to me, inshallah, on 48855. That's 48855. Alternatively, you could WhatsApp on the studio number 072-786-1548. Let's speak to Mawlana Ashraf Dokrat. Mawlana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you keeping, Mawlana?
Alhamdulillah. Just very sad, Mawlana. You know the mayat announcement that you just heard of Muhammad Bhai, Hafiji from Makwasi. Muhammad Bhai was like a father to me when I was young. And my personal appeal to all listeners from the bottom of my heart is if they could please recite Surah Ikhlas 3 times and send it for Muhammad Bhai's Isal Sawad, inshallah.
Inshallah, Allah maghfirullah.
Ameen.
Murana, today we're digging into the archives and we're looking at 1380.
Yes, Mawlana, we're going back quite a long time. Just to give it some context, we know that, alhamdulillah, at Radio Islam, we have very successfully launched this type of theme for these days of Hajj. And our theme was Timeless Sacrifice. And one of the things was that we did the stories and the safarnamas, the travel logs of the Hajjis. And many of them were related to us because of our medium of radio orally. But then there was always a time when people wrote these things down. They wrote it in the form of poetry. They wrote diaries even. They wrote travel logs. Today they write blogs. And today we'd like to look at an old publication on Eid al-Adha. I'm sure many of you have old publications in your own collections at home. Maybe there's a bookcase that you leave, or a section of your bookcase that you leave for older books. But we will talk about this, inshallah, later in another program in some detail. When we speak about timeless sacrifice, then while there was those who traveled to Hajj, and we are very aware today, and more so in with the technology that we use, about the travel of people, and we're almost there, and it's almost real, and in lifetime. But then there was in the past a concern for people who are left behind. In other words, the very musalli the Muslim who has to now make sure that he spends the 10 days that he has here in the best possible way, understanding the ahkam that are incumbent upon him, and spending his 10 days in accordance to the requirements of the Sharia. So we find that books were published in South Africa from the earliest times, and these were published locally in South Africa, and they always catered for the religious needs of people. They responded, for example, to the needs of the Haji by providing literature for the Haji, for example, there were guides for the Hajis, there were manuals for the Hajis, and ulama bodies and organizations published these. They rose to the occasion and they published these. They gave people guidance on Qurbani, they did that in different circumstances from today. Today we have radio, we have web-based publications, etc. And some of them took a great deal of effort in their time to come out with these publications timelessly. You had to prepare in good time to get it to the press so that it comes out in time for the occasion. And all of this effort meant that there was a great deal of barakah in what they did. And a number of these publications were community-based publications. The publication we're looking at today, Mawlana, is like you said, one that's dated 1380, Zilhijjah 1380, and that corresponds with May or June of 1961. And it was published by the Germiston Islamic Study Circle. And the Germiston Islamic Study Circle published this book called Al-Haq. And there are a number of interesting articles in it. There's an editorial by one Ahmed Ibrahim Lambert, who was from the Madrasa Quwatul Islam of Germiston and Districts. And then there's another article by Isup Wadi. There's an article by on Qurbani by Ahmed Ibrahim Lambert. There is an article then on Zakat by Ayub Ismail Kachwi, and you recognize that he was, at that time they described him as a student of Islamic theology in Deoband. Currently we know he is an elder that in our community and among the ulama, an important person in the Jamiatul Ulama. Then there was a section on an article on pilgrimage by Muhammad Behra. And this article, like the other articles, for example, let's just take this article. It looks at an introduction to Hajj and then the chief objects of Hajj. And the author identifies about four chief objects of Hajj and then tells us that, for example, Hajj gives us opportunities for mutual help. Hajj affords a practical example to believe in. And it fosters brotherhood in mankind, and it's the highest training for spiritual advancement. And all of this is elaborated on by the author. Then there are other articles. There's an article right at the end that almost has a dawah type of focus. Quran, the Islamic scripture, by Akoji Ibrahim Lambert. There are also articles on the cover pages showing us that every part of the publication was made interesting and used. There's a section by Yaqub Ismail Pandor on the Eid prayers, and it describes in detail for us the Salatul Eid and also some of the the details regarding what we should do with our meat that we've slaughtered from our Qurbani animals. The back cover is an article on death, and that is an excerpt that has been taken by Ismail Musa Jogi. The cover right at the end is a prayer that has been selected from somebody of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala. But all in all, Maulana, this makes for very, very interesting reading, because it's not only a reflection of the type of material, but also tells us about the time that it was written in and the community that wrote it and prepared it, Maulana.
Mm-hmm. So how do you get hold of this copy, Maulana?
Maulana, I'll try, inshallah, through the Radio Islam. I will definitely try as part of, maybe we can think about this. We'll put a PDF up on the webpage, inshallah.
Inshallah.
Try to PDF. The book really to get at the moment, I would suggest, for Qurbani if you can, is to go to the alhadi.org.za webpage, and there's a book on Qurbani there. That's the latest release from the Madrasa Talimuddin in Ispingo. The webpage is alhadi.org.za and Qurbani. But at some stage, Maulana, perhaps we can look again at these older South African publications and listen to what the listeners have got to say about their own collections, Maulana.
So, Maulana, do you have the actual copy also?
Yes, I've got the actual copy, Maulana.
MashaAllah. I will wait for you to forward it to us, inshallah.
I really appreciate it if listeners can tell me about other similar copies that they have, Maulana.
Inshallah, we look forward to you forwarding to us, inshallah, Maulana.
Khair, jazakallah, Maulana.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.